Beach Radio 1160 and 1310, along with Alive Again Alliance Church, are proud to present Alive Again. In this chaotic world, Alive Again brings you the life-transforming words of Jesus. Now, here are your hosts, Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill.
Good morning, Toms River, Ocean, Monmouth County. Alive Again is back. We're back on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. The boys are in the studio. How's everybody doing this morning?
Outstanding.
Phenomenal. Oh, Ron is wide awake.
I like it, Ron.
We like it, Ron. Pastor Bill, how you doing over there?
I'm doing very good. I'm happy to be back. It's looking forward to new things that God is doing through this radio show and new opportunities, new people we're going to hear from, new things we're going to talk about.
Absolutely.
That's great. Boy, I like the energy.
The energy is good.
That's exactly right.
We didn't get it this morning at breakfast, but energy is here now.
Yes.
Bill Sagarees.
Very excited to be here. Excited to just be a part of this radio show and just to express to the world what God's doing in our lives and what he wants to do in the listeners' lives.
In Ocean and Monmouth County, right?
Ocean and Monmouth County.
Now, you're ducking out early today, huh?
Yes, I have to leave about 8 o'clock. I have to work. I work at Circle Honda in Shrewsbury. Great family to work for, the DeFelice family, and it's a blessing.
Good things going on down at Circle.
Absolutely. Great sales on Hyundais and Chevrolets and Isuzu trucks.
I never knew they sold Chevrolets.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
Chevrolets.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. And Ron Wolulak, the infamous Wolulak.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you been?
Outstanding. We have a new day, a new time, and a new opportunity.
That's right. New day, new time. For those of you that are out there listening, we previously were on air Sunday mornings from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We didn't want to get up early that early anymore, so we asked to be moved. So here we are,
that's
Saturday morning, 7:30 to 8:30, and hopefully we look to expand the time frame. Well, listen, for those of you that are out there listening and you're first-time listeners to the Alive Again show, you might be wondering, what are we all about? Well, you got four knuckleheads in the studio who are talking about how their day was and breakfast. And the purpose of Alive Again is to bring life-transforming ministries to light to Ocean and Monmouth County. We've got a lot of good guests lined up to come on the air and talk next week. Nancy Jackson from Jersey Shore Worship is going to join us.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I mean, she is a fireball, that's
for
sure.
She is a fireball. She's got such a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. She was at one of Sean Hyland's events, and she handed out this track that she recorded. What a beautiful voice. I got to talk to Paul, our producer. Paul, how you doing in there, by the way?
I'm doing good. This is a great day.
Hey, yeah. He's got his mic on. He's hot, ready to go. All right. Well, I gotta ask Paul if maybe next week we can play a clip of her sound. Can we do that, Paul?
Sure. We can do that.
Okay, great. So I'll bring that in. And so next week we'll get to hear a little bit about what Nancy Jackson is doing with Jersey Shore Worship.
Yep, big things that as far as bringing churches together, breaking down dividing walls, bringing the body of Christ together, regardless of what your culture is, what your background is, us all demonstrating the oneness that we have because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So that's one of the big things that God is doing. And Nancy's ministry is a very, very big part of that. Very, very big part of that.
So these are just a couple of the things that we do on the Alive Again show. We like to have a discussion. We don't like to be regimented and time-controlled. It is a call-in show, so if you feel like you want to call in and join the show, the number to dial is 732-505-110. You can also watch the Alive Again show. We Facebook it live from the Alive Again Facebook site. So go there and check us out. Everybody give a wave to Alive Again, the radio show. So this morning what we wanted to kind of do is just recap who we are. I'm Pastor Jason from Alive Again Alliance, and I'm the executive pastor at Alive Again Alliance. And Pastor Bill is Pastor Bill Myers, our senior pastor. And then Bill Sagarees and Ron Wolulak are some of the leaders that are in the church. We call it the rat pack here for Alive Again.
Yes.
So we've got a lot of exciting things. Alive Again Alliance is located on Church Road in Toms River, 1060 Church Road. We meet every Sunday starting at 10 a.m., and we also have prayer every Thursday at 7 p.m. Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the prayer events on 7? As a matter of fact, today we're doing our second 24-hour prayer.
Yes.
What's happening there?
A couple different things. Today, like Pastor Jason said, it's our second 24-hour prayer. which we're super excited about. We have 37 people signed up for prayer that started 6 o'clock this morning until tomorrow at 6 a.m. And it's 1 hour per person, and a couple different shifts have three people praying in that same hour, which the whole theme of the prayer is two are good, three are better. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to gain deeper relationships within the church for our people that go there. And Thursday nights at 7 p.m., we have prayer, which is called Prayer Ablaze, which is really super exciting. And we experience God in a little bit of a deeper manner on those nights. And we have a great group of people, close to 30 people that come out on that night. It's growing and growing and
growing.
It's exciting. Next, in June, too, we have another prayer event, not from Alive Again Alliance. We're bringing somebody from the outside in. And it seems like God is continuing just to increase our prayer ministry, which is called Encounter 42.
Encounter
is the covering of the whole.
Yeah, what does that mean, Encounter 42?
Encounter 42 is based off the scripture, Colossians 4:2, about being devoted to prayer.
Okay.
And every time you're praying, either listening or spending time with God, you're encountering.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that God says that we're to be devoted to prayer? You know, we think of our devotion to many other things in this world. You know, we could be devoted to watching the Yankees, which, you know, this year
it
looks like it's going to be a good just leave the Mets out.
Right.
This year it looks like the Yankees are, you know, they got a little traction
Aaron
going.
Judge.
So
a
little couple good things happening, you know.
Right.
So so you could be devoted to the Yankees or you could be devoted to music. But the Lord says to be devoted to prayer. Wow, that is kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
Even people think to themselves, you know, well, devoted to God, but prayer is how we connect with the Father.
It's our love language with
the Father. It's our love language with the Father. And so that's why we need to be devoted to prayer, because if we want to have intimacy with God, we need to be communicating with Him. You know, one of my favorite teachers and influences in my life over the years was a man by the name of Keith Green, who was a Christian musician. Mm-hmm. He died in the 80s in a very tragic plane crash. But he used to say, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger.
That's right.
And so you can be in the walls of a church, but if you don't have that love language of prayer, you don't have that connection with God, you know, you really don't – all you're doing is occupying a space. That's all you're doing. So your ministry is about getting people from that inactive participant just sitting there to somebody who's really engaging actively with God through – prayer and through communicating with God, bringing our needs to the Lord. Isn't that right, Bill? What that's all about?
Yeah, and the encouraging part. I got a couple phone calls of new people that signed up for prayer, and they asked me, "What do you do in this hour? What do we have to do? Do I go to the church? What do I do?" And what I told them, I said, "It's a time just for you and the Lord, just to spend time together."
Mm-hmm.
Gave them some scriptures, which is Ecclesiastes 4:9-12.
Mm-hmm.
Just talks about being together with somebody like two are good, three are better.
Yep.
I said, but it's just time for you to connect with the Lord.
Yep.
I said, it's not things that you do. It's just to be and rest before Him. And in that, like, things change. Your life changes.
Yeah.
You know God more, and you start to truly know people more.
Well, and going back to what you said, just being, you know, this fast-paced world, you know, every minute of our lives is taken up with something to do or somebody to talk to. And just the simple fact of just stopping and being still for an hour.
Yeah, it comes quick at you. The morning comes, your day starts, and, you know, I encourage everybody just to stop before the day starts and start with 5 minutes.
Read one verse, whatever
it takes.
So listen, if you're out there and you have some questions about where you are in your prayer life or any motivating questions that you need us to help answer, you can dial in at 732-505-0110. We're here to share in the conversation with you. Ask us whatever you'd like to ask us. Go ahead, Ron.
An interesting question for people to ask themselves is, what am I devoted to? So many people are wrapped up in their day-to-day troubles, and they need a release from that. They need an oasis.
Especially being here in New Jersey, I mean, the fast-paced environment that we are in this Northeast area, the, you know, what we're faced with in our finances,
and
you know, the pressures of the world. It's,
yeah.
You got to, you know, New Jersey, you got to move and think fast.
Yeah.
And I think Pastor Bill will
it
agree
is,
with me.
It's
that
not for wimps. Living in New Jersey is
not
for wimps.
For
that's
wimps.
Why,
it certainly is
you know,
not.
When people say, oh, I'm moving out
funny.
Of the state, it's
that's
like,
right.
you know, what are you, a wimp? You can't
right.
stay in the state. You know, you're not tough
you can't
enough
make
to
it.
Make it.
I love Jersey.
Yeah. And he's our senior pastor right there.
There you go.
That's right.
That's it. That's why we're a real show here.
Well, and that brings yeah, us to
right.
our slogan.
Right.
Alive Again Alliance's slogan. Ron, do you know it?
Yes.
What is our slogan?
I was there was silence there, Ron.
There was a pause,
there was
Ron.
Thank God he went to you.
We have two.
Well, we have our slogan, then we have our vision, and we have our mission. Yeah.
Yes, I get confused all the time.
It's okay.
Because I'm
love
old.
You.
I'm
also, is that right?
Yeah, I also like to call our slogan our identity statement.
Our identity
right.
statement.
Who we are.
And so what is it, Ron? Share it with us.
We are... a group, a family.
There you go.
There it is.
Family,
there's
key
the word
there.
Yep.
Of missionary servants.
Sent as
looking,
disciples.
Sent to disciple.
Looking to disciple and sent to disciple.
Sent as
that's
disciples
right.
to make disciples.
That's who we are.
That's
and
it.
So when you step in the doors of Alive Again, you feel like you're in your family. You're at your
right.
family.
That's right.
You're at
yeah.
your Thanksgiving Day dinner. And that's like the conversation we
right.
try to have here on a
mm-hmm.
Saturday morning is just – you're calling your family and asking them advice or chiming in.
Right.
If you have an encouraging word that you want to share with Ocean and Monmouth County, now's the time to do it. Again, the number is 732-505-0110. The Alive Again radio show is sponsored 100% listener base as well as a company called Painting by Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you're standing in your home right now or you're driving in your car, you're thinking about your home or your business and you're thinking about that bathroom that you've been put up with for so long and that needs refreshing paint or the kitchen that needs new paint.
Right.
Now's the time. Painting by Kevin is an outstanding painting company. They are sponsoring the show 100%. Kevin is a great guy. He's the owner of Painting by Kevin. Especially now, your exterior houses, you know, now's the time to look at that outside and get a fresh coat of paint on there. So Painting by Kevin... give him a call. His number. Let me get his number.
You should have that number right at the fingertips here.
You know, I thought.
Well, this is second season back.
I thought I had it, but I wrote down Nancy's number instead. And so Painting by Kevin, you can reach him at 908-433-4465. Or you can email him at paintingbykevin@aol.com. And he's
yeah.
such a great guy. He's got a great group of guys that are helping him paint out there. And they'll get it done quick and
right.
professional. I mean,
awesome.
I watched some of his work.
Right.
I mean, when they cut their lines on the molding, it's they do it by hand.
He does good work.
So if you need painting, if you need exterior or interior painting, your deck, you need,
right.
you know, you're going to have some barbecues this year, give Painting by Kevin a call. Again, the number is 908-433-4465. Also, if you call into the show, we've got special gifts for you. We want to give these gifts out.
Right.
We've got some gifts that Pizzeria in Lakehurst has some gift cards that they want to hand out. So call into the show. We'll take your name, your number, and we'll get those gift cards out to you. So going back to our identity statement, a
mm-hmm.
family of missionary servants sent as disciples to make disciples. Pastor Bill, what does that mean to you?
Mm.
Well, I love that statement, and I kind of break it down even when we teach, you know, in our classes that we teach to help people get to know our church a little bit, who are newcomers to our church, but which, you know, we're just thankful to see the growth that God is giving us and the new folks who are coming. But we start with family, and the way that you become a family, a spiritual family, is through your relationship with your father,
right.
through our father in heaven, and the way that happens is through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come to Christ, we're adopted into God's family. We become part of the family of God, and as we live out as just a little local community, we want that to be a very real thing, not just that we say that, but that if there's somebody who has a need, somebody who has a concern, somebody who has a hurt, somebody who has a joy, that we celebrate that with them, we help them with that, we come alongside of them in a time of need, but not only that, we just enjoy doing life together. So spending time together, hanging out together, having, you know, encouraging each other through the challenges of life, but just really time. You know, when you're being together as a family, you know, you spend time together. And so we spend time together and we're with one another. So, and then I, then that second word is that word missionaries, which is about the fact that we are people who are on a mission. God has called each one of us, whether you are a the youngest to the oldest, a brand new, been walking with the Lord for 50 years, God's called you to go and to be part of the great thing that he's doing, which is calling all men and women to himself and redeeming this world, rescue and redeeming this world. So we're a family of missionary and then servants, and that's that we give our life, that we have, we are laying down our life, and we're giving God everything that we own. All of our talents, all of our time, all of our treasures belong to the Lord.
Amen.
And he's just called us to be stewards of that. So we're servants, sent as disciples to make disciples. And that last word is disciples. Our job is to help people to grow in Christ and to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ and to be transformed by the power of God. So that's what our, that's what we're all about. I love that statement because it really does identify very succinctly what we're all about, a family of missionary servants sent as disciples to make disciples.
Yeah. Well, and it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
And what is always inspiring to me about Alive Again Alliance is when you look at the core, the people, the family.
We have wonderful people.
We have such wonderful people that will go above and beyond, not only in the church, but in the local communities around us.
Right.
You know, the Great Commission says to go and make disciples, right? And then Jesus talks about making disciples in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the other ends of the world. And when I look at Alive Again Alliance, you know, we're helping Haven Beach the street. Well, we were. Sad, you know, sad news to say that the gentleman we were helping his house, we cleaned up the yard at his house. Tragic news has unexpectedly passed away.
Went home to be with the Lord.
He graduated.
Yeah.
You know, and so we had our young adults out there. Ron, you were out there helping him paint it, or not paint his house, but we helped him clean up his yard.
Young and soul.
Fix it up.
Fix it up.
Young spirit.
We call the Briolts our missionaries to Keswick.
Right.
You know, we have Ron and Shirley Briolt. Ron. Robert. I'm sorry, Robert Bro. Robert Briolt is a, or Robert Bro. Is the head cook at Keswick, America's Keswick over there with his wife Shirley. And then we're sending 16 young adults that are inspired and they have this vigor about them. They're going year two down to the Dominican Republic. I mean, it's just it's just amazing as to what we're doing when we talk about this identity statement. Again, if you're out there and you want to join the show by calling in, the number to dial in is 732-505-0110. But we've got some exciting stuff coming up at Alive Again Alliance.
Fun stuff, exciting stuff.
Yeah, this is your roll up your sleeves.
Listen,
and you have some fun.
What church can you go to and you can actually shoot the pastor with the paintball?
That's a beautiful
thing. Right? Okay, and that's the big attraction.
Yes.
So if you're upset at the world, you can come to Alive Again Alliance's paintball event and find the pastor and just shoot them all up.
That's right.
You guys just have to wear a little bit more padding. Helmet padding.
It's only for one day, though. You don't get to shoot the pastor every day. Only one day.
It's a beautiful thing for Father's Day to go shoot a gun.
Yeah. So we're having a paintball event.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. What can you tell us about that?
It's June 17th.
Yeah,
right.
June 17th.
And the sign up is online. Alive Again Alliance.
Yep.
And the click on is where, Pastor Jason?
You click on Spring Events.
Spring Events.
And then you'll see the paintball event.
Paintball event.
And you can sign up and register right online.
Right.
At aliveagainchurch.com.
Awesome. And it starts around 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, paintball is going to start about 9 o'clock. We're going to go for about 3 hours.
Awesome. We have some food, and we have our own Keith Elias speaking that day.
That's great.
Yeah, he played for the New York Giants and Indianapolis Colts, and he's an unbelievable speaker. You'll leave there feeling inspired, ready to take on the world.
He's got a great word of encouragement.
Yeah, he has a great testimony, and we're very blessed to have him at our church. And it's just going to be an exciting, fun day. For myself, I'm bringing my three boys with me, and it's just an exciting time just to be around a group of men. And hopefully we're looking to have almost 100.
Yeah.
But, you know, God willing, we hit that number. So
yep.
The more the merrier. Go to Live Again Alliance and sign up. And any questions, call in the show.
Yeah, call in 732-505-0110.
Yeah.
And it starts at 9, and there's going to be a great lunch.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's listening now, but we're asking Robert Breaux if he'll be the chef of the day.
That's right. I'm going to call him on the way to work.
Surprise.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's always a good time. And we're going to try to make that a yearly event.
Yes.
Every
yes.
June. And then I think what we're going to try to do in the fall is we're going to try to have a golf outing in September. Ooh. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yep. Some of this is for the purpose of raising right now one of our focuses. Hopefully, as God provides for us, we can change our focus and use these resources for other things. But, you know, these events, they do generate a little income for the church. And that is used for something called the Kingdom Fund. And the Kingdom Fund is about us securing this little building that God has given us the opportunity to be in at 1060 Church Road, which is actually, you know, people who are from the town, many people know that building.
Yeah.
It's the white church in Pleasant Plains with the red door on the corner of Route 9 and Church Road. And the thing that's interesting about that building I love to think about is that we're one of the newer congregations in town. I think that we're also one of the churches for our size that has a larger representation of people in their 20s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And but we are in the building, the oldest house of worship that is still standing in mm-hmm. Toms River that's used for a house of worship.
Yeah,
there's other houses of worship that are around, like the Methodist Church downtown, but that's now part of the federal complex and the Presbyterian Church, which is part of the library. But our church is still a freestanding house of worship. That's was built in 1863. So I just think that's an awesome thing.
Yes.
And God's given us the opportunity to purchase that and to use that ongoing for the expansion of God's kingdom and doing good. You know, doing good in the community and being concerned about the common good. And are these events help us to purchase that? And by the way, if there's anybody who's out there who's got $300,000 laying around and you'd like to I'm very serious.
We'll gladly take it.
We will gladly take it. We'll put a little plaque on in the church building.
That's right.
So
yeah, like the Bob Levy
statue. That's exactly right. That's
faith
exactly
comes by hearing, right?
You never know.
There, you gotta ask.
There might be. We'll take $300,000. We'll take $50,000. $10,000. $5,000.
$10.
$10. Yep.
It's interesting to note that Pastor Bill had been operating a church, but not in a church building.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
For how many years, Pastor Bill?
Almost,
were we in a school?
Close to about 15 years.
15
renting from the Toms River School District.
Elementary.
We started at what was the Chateau Grand, if anybody remembers that, Lakewood.
Oh, wow.
And we were there for about 3 years. Then we went over to Intermediate East. When we were in Intermediate East, it was not remodeled. I understand now that the auditorium is beautiful. We were in its old iteration. It was kind of dark and damp and musty, but now it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved over to Sitta Elementary School, and now God has given us this opportunity to be, you know, where we're at now. So it's good.
Praise God.
It's good, to, you know, it's the journey.
It's all
and
good stuff.
One of the things that God has taught me through that, just one of my life lessons, is that you know, I say this to people all the time. John Lennon, the great prophet.
The great Beatle,
John Lennon, said that everything works out together in the end. So if it hasn't worked out, it's not the end. And even in my life, I've learned that, you know, you have to be patient and you have to wait for your life to unfold.
Yeah.
You have to pursue. One of my brothers this past week was kind of writing to me with some frustration in his life.
Oh boy!
And I wrote back to him and I said, you know, I said,
is that you, Bill?
This is a verse of scripture I want to give you. Is that no one who begins to plow, puts their hand to the plow, and turns around is fit for the kingdom of God.
For the kingdom,
so if God
right.
has given you a vision and a dream,
right.
you should pursue and not give up on it until the Lord tells you, hey, this dream is no longer part of the dream.
You know, maybe you can find an A.B. Simpson quote instead of a John Lennon quote.
Well, you know. I think that many more people know who John Lennon is than A.B. Simpson, to tell you the truth.
Common ground.
Did you have something, Doug?
Yeah, I have to get going soon. But
you got 5 minutes, 8
five,
o'clock.
I understand.
Paul's going to go to a commercial break at 8 o'clock, right? Right, Paul? Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
So that's the beautiful thing of having a building at 1060 Church Road. we get to hold events there. So on June 3rd, we're having a flea market.
Oh, yeah,
the flea market. And I wanted to make sure that I brought this up.
Oh, you better, because your wife is
yes,
home.
Yes, my wife is.
You got to go home and talk to her.
That's right. My wife, Shirley, and the Dominican Republic team is holding a flea market to raise money for the funds
to
go overseas. And we're hoping a lot of people that come out and even give their stuff.
Yeah.
We want to give their stuff, raise money, and that's definitely going to help fund.
We will take your junk.
We will take your junk.
And it'll be carted probably to some other nonprofit, you know, at the end of that. So bring us your junk.
When is it?
June 3rd. It starts, I believe, at
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yeah, it starts at 8, I think, at 8 to 2 or 8 to whenever, really, because we want to get all the junk sold.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where is it being held?
It's going to be held at the church, 1060 Church Road.
It is. Okay,
yeah, it's going to be held at our church.
Wonderful.
There's going to be some inside and outside. Yep, flea market.
Like
and we haven't asked Trevor yet.
Yeah, oh, Trevor,
Versace
model.
Trevor Signorito.
Yeah.
Signorito to maybe sell some hot dogs.
Maybe
we don't
sell his hot dogs.
We're throwing this out there in case he's up listening.
You know, Trevor not only sells hot dogs now, but he added a new item to his menu.
What would that be?
Pretzels.
Wow, he has pretzels.
Wow,
pretzels.
Hot dog and pretzels
the
at the Jersey Shore.
Meal.
That's right. So that's exciting. So I just want to make sure that we...
You know, we should sign him up as a sponsor. What's he doing?
That's true.
Trevor Signorino.
That's true. That's true.
So June 3rd, starting at 8 a.m.,
yes.
8 to whenever,
yeah.
at Alive Again Alliance Church,
flea market.
1060 Church Road, yep. there's going to be the flea market.
That's it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yep, good stuff.
Well, if you have anything you want to sell, drop it off at the church,
right.
and we'll thank you. Definitely thank you for that. We'll probably also be able to give you a tax document
right.
so you
yep.
can file that at the end of the year
awesome.
As a deduction.
Yep.
That's always a good thing. And then all the proceeds to that go to our Dominican Republic team going down, the 16 of them. They're going to go down there, and they're helping to build a school.
Right.
They're going to do a vacation Bible school down there. They're actually going to teach the Dominican children some English.
Yeah, VBS.
VBS, yep. Vacation Bible School,
right.
and start to teach them a little English. And then we have our very own Lou Pecorelli is going down with the men and the women. You know, the women participated last year, and they're going to put on a baseball clinic for the young kids at the Dominican. We heard that
exciting.
Was a huge hit last year.
Exciting.
So we're looking for baseball equipment.
We're looking
equipment.
For stuff for that, too.
Baseball
donate.
Bats,
okay, great.
Gloves, cleats, helmets.
Some
jerseys.
Jerseys.
Toothpaste, toothbrushes, toiletries, all things that these people need.
Yeah, down at the Dominican, yeah. They were hit pretty bad with the hurricane last year, weren't they, in October?
Yes, they were.
So, anything that they need, toiletries. I know that last year...
Who's watching, good morning, Lou.
We're going to go to commercial break. Thank you, Paul. There's the music. There's the cue.
All right.
So listen, for those of you, again, this is a call-in show. Dial in 732-505-0110 when we come back from the commercial break. We'll do it again on the other side.
Alive Again will be right back on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310. We now return to Alive Again on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the Alive Again show, where Alive Again Alliance Church brings the life-transforming word to the Ocean County and Monmouth County area. We were announcing the wrong phone number for the show. To dial in, the number is 505 505- 1160. So if you're out there and you have a question for us, or you want to share an encouraging word, or you yourself need an encouraging word,
mm-hmm.
You can dial into the show at 732-505-1160.
Yep.
But I just want to also remind you that the Alive Again radio show is sponsored by listeners as well as local businesses. So if you're there right now in your home or thinking about your house and you have an interior painting need, or you have an exterior painting need, whether it's your home or whether it's a deck, whether it's a crawl space, or whether it's a kitchen or a bathroom, we want to let you know about Painting by Kevin. They do an excellent job. Kevin Leopard, the owner of the company, is a great guy. He's got a very professional crew. They're fully licensed and insured, which is rare for the painting community. So you can give Kevin Leopard, Painting by Kevin, a call at 908-433-4465. Very professional crew and top-shelf painting job they do over there.
Yeah.
So we just want to promote Painting by Kevin, because right now they are sponsoring our show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out there and you want to help sponsor the show, you can definitely do that by going to aliveagainchurch.com/give, and you'll see a radio show icon there where you can help donate to the show and continue to help bring transforming ministries to the Ocean and Monmouth area. So just before the commercial break, Bill was talking about the flea market that's going on at Alive Again Alliance. Mm-hmm. It's going to go on June 3rd, starting at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come on by, drop off your goods, donate them. We'll give you a tax form so you can write them off at the end of the year, help us to raise money for the kids going down to the Dominican Republic team. I see Lou Pecorelli's watching, or he was watching on Facebook Live. Him and Shirley Sagaris, they're kind of heading this group up of 16 young adults going down there. So Pastor Bill, Alive Again Alliance slogan or identity statement that you talked about is a family of missionary servants sent as disciples to make disciples. So can you talk to us, or Ron, maybe you can talk to us about what we're doing in areas like the drug epidemic. When we were first on back from January to April, we did what I thought was an excellent 5-week series on the drug epidemic and what ministries out there we're connected to, so that if there's a listener out there that needs help, we can direct them to that. We're also connected to some homeless or less fortunate people. There's a ministry that we're connected to there. Why don't you share with the public a little bit about that?
Okay. What we did back in January, February, and March was really a drop in the bucket. There's so much more to be done, more to talk about, and so many lives that have been affected by this drug epidemic, this plague that we face. And we're fortunate to have a forum where we can bring to light some of the groups, individuals that are trying to have an effect.
Uh-huh.
And every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And anybody that's out there who is struggling with addiction, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do the same thing every day. It's like people get up in the morning and they're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I got to get high.
Yeah.
Right.
And they know that it's not right.
Yeah.
They know they're not helping themselves.
They're in this cycle.
It's like somebody going to the refrigerator, opening it up, taking out a carton of milk,
yep,
smelling it. It's spoiled. It's no good.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the milk carton back in the refrigerator, hoping that the next time they open the refrigerator, there's going to be fresh milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to change what you're doing.
Yeah, right. So what avenues does Alive Again Alliance have that can help them do that?
Well, I would say connect with Alive Again.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we will point you. There's so many different organizations,
uh-huh,
and people out there that are looking to help you.
Yeah.
Let us point you to the people who will lend a helping hand.
Right. And if you're out there right now and it may be tough to call in, but the first thing to do is to reach out for help.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you need to talk about your situation, if you have questions about it, you can definitely dial in at 732-505-1160. We want to help you.
Right.
We want to hear about it.
One thing I'd like to just, you know, you say connect with Alive Again. You know, one thing that is a very real thing for us is that we are ordinary people. Mm-hmm. There's people in our church who God has delivered from addictions, heroin addiction, opioid addictions,
yeah.
That are walking clean and sober right now, who have know that path. One thing that I something that is really, really clear for me as I've grown in my Christian faith is that one of the biggest tools that people – that the enemy uses to keep us captured is shame.
Yeah, shame.
So when you're struggling with any kind of addiction, one of the things that happens is you feel shame. You feel ashamed about it. And it's like, well, if people really knew that this was going on in my life, you know, they wouldn't like me. Well, I could tell you that that there's no one who can hide for long, you know, that particular struggle.
Yeah.
And it does not matter what you're going through. It does not matter what you look like when you get out of bed, if you're hungover, whatever. You know, you're welcome. You're welcome in our family.
Yeah.
We want to walk alongside of you. You know, you come out, even if you haven't had a shower in 3 or 4 days, you know, come out and be part of what God is doing with us. We'll connect you with people that that know the ropes, that have experienced victory in this area. And then the next thing that we may do is connect you with one of these organizations. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the ones that I'm thinking about is, for instance, Project Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
And Project Lazarus is an organization that we actually are part of the board. One of our members is part of the board. And that is an organization that helps people find open beds for taking the first step to being clean and sober,
mm-hmm.
which is detoxing, and then you know, finding a place to live. So they'll help you with that. And then another organization, I think it's one of the great organizations that's working in overcoming addictions, is getting victory in your life, is America's Keswick, the Colony of Mercy.
Yeah.
You know, we have graduates of the Colony of Mercy at our church who are living in victory. We call it living in victory.
Yeah.
They're living in victory now. They are walking, you know, walking the walk. So
yeah.
God can do that. So that's the real thing is just get connected to people who care about you,
right?
And who have experienced, you know, that reality.
How would you say, you know, you talked about shame. What can we encourage, or how can we encourage the people listening right now that may be facing these addictions, these problems, but are struggling with shame? How
yeah.
can we encourage them to break that?
Right.
How can we encourage them to call in? Or even show up at a Live Again Alliance's church.
Show up. If you show up, and you know, we really do have enough experience. You know, somebody walks through the door and they're nodding off or whatever. You
yeah.
know, we can tell. We'll never point you out, but what we will do is we'll say, hey, you know, we'll have somebody and say, you know, go sit next to that guy or that girl, and you know, talk to them and help
yeah.
them,
put
you know, take those
them.
Next steps. Yep, just be loved.
The journey begins with one step.
Right.
Yeah.
One step.
Yeah. Right. So one of the things that I've learned about this whole issue of shame is that sin and addiction and struggles are strengthened by secrecy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, one of our slogans is the strength of the sin is in the secret.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a secret, and you know, the biggest, the greatest first step that you can take is to bring that secret into the light.
Yep.
And what you're going to find is that there's other people who are struggling with the very same thing. You are not alone in the struggle. There's other people who are struggling with the very same thing. And plus, when you bring that secret out, most people will say, I already knew that about you.
Yeah.
Like, it's no surprise.
Yep.
You know, so – but people live with this secrecy, which feeds into this toxic shame, which keeps them in this bondage to addiction and to whatever kind of struggle mm-hmm. you do have. So – just
yeah.
bring it into the light.
Right. Make that first step.
Right.
Make that
yeah.
first call. Come on down.
It's interesting. This is one of the reasons that I know that the Bible is God's word, the inspired, because of the wisdom in it and because of the truth in it.
Right.
One of the truths of the Bible that is directly related to this is that it says that men love darkness rather than light.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to keep our stuff in the dark because of shame.
Yeah.
And the enemy – the devil, if whatever name you want to call that force that is keeping us in mm-hmm. Captivity, He wants to. He does not want to bring things into the light.
So if you want to make that first step, if you want to call us now, please feel free to. The number to dial is 732-505-1160. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to encourage you to make the right step, the next steps in your life, the life-changing steps that are needed. Also, if you call in and share or you know, a word or a question, we want to give you a La Gondola's gift card to La Gondola's. They're located in Lakehurst.
Right on Route 70.
Right on Route 70. Yep, right down.
Next to Lucky 7.
Next to Lucky 7's. So La Gondola's restaurant, we want to give you that $10 or $15 gift card. Right now, just by dialing 732-505-1160. And we also have some gift cards to A1 Barbershop, Union Avenue in Lakehurst. A1 Barbershop, Union Avenue in Lakehurst. We want you, just by calling in and dialing in, we want to get that out to you. They do haircuts out there. They do some straight shaves with the straight razor.
They do straight razor shave with the hot towel.
Wow.
And there's not a lot of shops that are doing that.
No, I don't know if I'd trust them to do that.
Oh, you trust. You're in good hands. You're in good hands.
So call in and share a word or ask a question, whatever it takes, to get that free gift card to La Gondola's or the free gift card to A1 Barbershop, again, located on Union Avenue in Lakehurst, right near the post office. So we want to remind you that Live Again Alliance is hosting a paintball event. It's going to be held on June 17th down at Cousins Paintball in Manchester. The event starts at 9 a.m. We're going to play 3 hours of paintball. After that, we're going to have lunch. And then we're going to have a motivational word by former Giants running back Keith Elias. He was also a running back for the Indianapolis Colts. For more information about that, you can go to AliveAgainAllianceChurch.com, click on the Spring Events button right there on the main page, and you can register for the event right online. We're using Eventbrite to register that event. Mm-hmm. So Alive Again does a lot of stuff as far as the drug epidemic, addictions. We also are connected with an organization known as Haven Beats the Street.
Haven Beat the Streets.
Right. Now, this is your puppy. This is your baby, so to speak. What's Haven Beats the Street all about?
Well, Haven Beat the Streets is an organization that looks to identify problems for people in need. Their primary focus is homelessness. They're looking to help people who are homeless because of addiction, because of financial problems, because of divorce proceedings, because of life choices.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter why you're homeless. If you're homeless, you need help.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So once again, it's one step.
Yeah.
One step to start the process. To stay in the valley, stay in the gutter is not where God wants you to be.
Right.
And there's avenues, different routes that you can take to become comfortable,
yeah,
become more connected,
right,
and to experience the joys of life.
Yeah, and the homeless situation here, at least in the Toms River area, would almost it appears there isn't one. You know, we hide it very well in this area, but it's
like
very,
shame. We hide it.
Yeah, it's very real. It's, yes. It's you know, it's out there. You know, ever since Tent City, that kind of made the news for a number of years. And since that has kind of collapsed, everybody kind of thinks that, well, the homeless situation's not around here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They've just moved.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is there's no facility.
Right. Right.
In this day and age, how can there not be a facility to help people?
Right.
Yeah.
So we have Haven Beat the Street as an organization that is able to connect people to other agencies to help them find shelter. Short-term, long-term, to begin the process of restoration.
Now,
and it's by coincidence, that's the same job that Jesus has, restoration.
Yeah. Restoration. Yep. Oh,
that's
love that.
That's right.
Restoration,
that's
right. Redemption.
He came to rescue and restore.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit of what I'm talking about tomorrow in church, by the way, if anybody wants to come out and hear a good message.
Oh, you are. When are you doing that?
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
I'm actually talking we're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about God's plan to rescue and redeem the universe. And the interesting thing about that is that, you know, we're actually in a series on the best – some people call it the greatest chapter in the Bible, Romans 8.
Romans 8.
And We're talking about how the whole – basically asking the question, why is the world so messed up?
Right.
And what do we do in the meantime? You know, so that's really what tomorrow's message is about. So if you want to kind of come and hear some of those answers, you know, God has a plan of rescue and redemption, but in the present time, we are living in a real – mess. You know, I was saying this morning when we were having breakfast, you know, I hate these screens that are in all the restaurants where there's news playing 24 hours a day. Yeah. No wonder people are so under so much stress. You can't get away from the insanity, the bad, no matter where you're at politically. And this is not a political show.
But I'm going to mute your mic if you go too far.
We could do that
if he goes too far.
But, all right. You know, it's just so much screaming and you know, both sides
chaos.
Of issues, chaos, and it's in front of us all the time.
Yeah.
Can't get away from it. But the truth is that's a symptom of the reality of what the Word speaks about, and that's that we live in this fallenness.
Yeah.
We live in this brokenness. So if we live in this brokenness, what do we do about that?
It's all around us.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus came to be with us, not to condemn.
No.
That's right.
But to restore.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I love the story when he's in the house and he's with drunks and he's with tax collectors and he says, listen, I didn't come to save the righteous.
Yes.
I came to save the unrighteous.
Yeah. Right? And, you know, it's what I think about, you know, I am a religious.
I love that verse.
I'm a religious person.
Yeah.
I've been religiousized. I've been around the church my whole life.
Quoting John Lennon
and others. But
he's a hippie, you know?
Here's the reality of that is that Jesus, when he was around, he always got religious people, really messed up people.
Right.
And, you know, just and his disciples together in one room.
Yeah.
And when that happened, fireworks happened. And the religious people, you know, in that same thing, what I think about is that Jesus said, they said, this man eats with sinners and welcomes them.
Yeah.
Now, they meant that as a curse against Jesus. That is the description of what Jesus is all about. Jesus welcomes sinners and he eats with them. So I love that.
Yeah.
I love that whole story, Pastor Jay, about Jesus being with the sinners. But what I also love is the response of the religious ones to say, oh, this is not good, eating with sinners and welcoming them. But Jesus turned that on its head, which is what he always does, and says, no, this is what I am all about.
This is welcoming, exactly what it's
welcoming
all about.
Sinners and eating with them. And, you know, that's what you're going to find at Alive Again, and not only our church, but other churches in this area that God is establishing and building to help people really find out what it means to have new life in Christ, what that really is all about.
Well, and it brings us to a point in the show where, you know, we kind of talk about those other churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alive Again Alliance is part of what we call the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
Yes.
Which is one of its sole purposes is to raise up missionaries and send them all around the world. We, you know, when we were at Global Impact, I think it was back in March, there was a quote, I think it was by Paul Keidel, who oversees our missions.
Yes.
Said we have more missionaries outside of the U.S. Than we have pastors inside the U.S.
That is true. That's true.
And that's inspiring.
Yes.
And so
that's what we're all about.
That's what we're all about.
We are about expanding, going to the least reached person, whether it's a person here in the U.S. or whether it's a person who is we're in what are called creative access countries.
Yeah,
I can't say too much more about that publicly, but places where it's hard to be, and we're there to reach people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And so here in New Jersey, there are several Missionary Alliance churches. Mm-hmm. We have several sister churches, Building on the Rock, which is located down in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
There's Living Water.
Yep, that's one of our newest churches.
Our newest church.
Down in Bayville. We need to have Pastor Rob
and
Tina on here. Because they're getting ready to launch.
When are they doing that?
Just in the next couple of weeks.
So they're open to services now.
They had what's called a soft launch, but like their grand opening is coming soon. The reason they held off their grand opening is because their son was serving our country down in basic, and he was in basic training. And they wanted to wait till he came home from basic training to do, you know, their grand opening. But that's happening very soon.
It is, huh?
Yep.
Well, we got to get them
exciting.
In.
We have to have them in. One of the things that's really exciting about that is they've also started, as part of their outreach, a new ministry that's actually not really a new ministry to us, but just a different location
right.
called The Well,
okay.
which is a Friday night gathering of people who are in their 20s.
Uh-huh.
And there's probably people from 10, 15 different churches that have been part of what's called The River,
I was gonna
which
say,
is BOTR's
is it,
thing.
Is it like yep. The River?
Same thing. Mm-hmm. And now this is down in Bayville.
Bayville.
And it's just a – you know, there's it's hard for young people, Christian young people in their 20s to find relationships.
Yeah.
And so this is a great way for people to be together. And, you know, that we I know that Pastor
Rob
Scott, who was heading up The River, he had over 150 young people in their 20s coming out to that on a regular basis. And, you know, we're seeing
That's
the same
great.
Thing happening with The Well.
Yeah.
It's part of the call on the CMA, the Christian Missionary Alliance, at least in this region,
yep.
to be a place where younger Christians can get connected
mm-hmm.
and really experience discipling, being discipled and being transformed and being changed. And
yeah.
we're seeing God do that, you know. And some of those folk go back to their own church, revitalized, and that's a beautiful thing. We want that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like come on Friday night, go back to your own church and serve on Sunday morning and the
mm-hmm.
rest of the week. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
So we have Building on the Rock in Manchester, Living Water is
yes.
in Beechwood. You've got Alive Again Alliance in
yep.
Tom's River. And then you have
Fresh Start,
which is down in Manahawkin.
Manahawkin, yep.
And then you have Pastor Frank Hurley's Living
yep.
Hope,
yes.
which is out in Cream Ridge or New Egypt.
Right. And both Frank and Pastor Bob Nash, we need to get them on the show to hear the exciting things that are happening down at Fresh Start,
yeah.
which is one of our oldest churches in this region, actually. And just to see God giving new life to that place is awesome. And then the other thing – Frank Hurley, who is a wild man, the wild man pastor of the Pines of New Jersey.
I invited him to paintball, and he didn't want to come,
well,
which I was surprised.
Well, we'll have to work on that. So we got to get him on a Sunday morning. We got to get him on the show, too, to talk
yeah.
about what's going on at Guts, what's happening out in New Egypt.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of really good things that God is doing in terms of expanding our enlarging our tent in this region and seeing God do beautiful things. And then we also
yeah.
don't forget
Relevant, right, which is up in Ocean City
yeah.
or Ocean
Township. They meet in Ocean Township,
yeah.
The high school in Ocean Township. And then we also
have Chris Francis Church,
which is True Life.
Yep.
True Life is
in
the north part of Bricktown.
True Life.
They meet at Brick Township Memorial High School.
Yeah, so we're all over the area.
Yes.
And
yep.
there's many other churches.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's plenty of places for people to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the call is out there.
There yep. certainly mm-hmm. is. There's certainly plenty.
You're welcome.
Plenty of places to call to. So, Paul, so I don't go too long, what time should we start? Is it 11:28 or 8:28 that I should start?
Yeah, 28. Yeah? You still have 3 minutes. Yeah,
okay, great. Well, excellent.
All right,
well,
time for a three-minute phone call.
Time for a three-minute phone call, 732-505-1160. But, you know, we're so glad to be back. The Alive Again radio show is excited. We're going to have a lot of guests back January, February, March. We had the Ocean County Prosecutor, Joe Coronado, in. We had Steve Willis from Hope Sheds Light in. We had Patrick Nix from
Brooklyn Teen Challenge in.
We had Sean McCaffrey from Project Lazarus in. So this season, next week, again, I'm excited, we're going to bring in Nancy Jackson. She's going to talk about the Jersey Shore worship event. Mm-hmm. That she's having a kickoff event on June 9th. It's going to be located at Bethel Community Church, 371 Essex Road in Tittenn Falls. If you want to get a head start and learn a little bit about what Nancy's event is all about, you can go to JSW1, the number 1.org. That's JSW1.org. She's going to be in next week. She's got such a beautiful voice. She's doing such a great thing. I think her event is at the end of September or beginning of October, and it's just really good.
I actually think it's the anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, the 50-year anniversary.
Yeah, the end of October there. Yeah. So with that being said, for those of you that are out there listening, Alive Again Alliance Church is a family of missionary servants sent as disciples to make disciples. We're located on Church Road at 1060 Church Road in Toms River. We have services every Sunday starting at 10 a.m. We also have prayer services on Thursdays starting at 7 p.m. We would love to see you come on out, learn a little bit about who we are, learn a little bit about the family experience you would receive at Alive Again Alliance Church. And if you're in Beechwood, give us a call and we'll give you the information for Living Water. Or if you're out in Manchester, we can certainly direct you out to Building on the Rock and some of those other churches out in New Egypt, Bricktown, and Ocean.
We'll get you connected.
Yeah, we'll get you connected. So for all of you out there listening, thank you so much. Pastor Bill, final words, saying goodbye.
Just to say thank you so much for I want to thank Kevin, who's sponsoring us.
Yep, Painting by Kevin. You can give him a call at 908.
Very, very grateful for that. He's really one of the reasons we're able to be back on the air, because this is wholly sponsored by listeners.
Painting by Kevin.
Yep.
908-433-4465. Give him a call for all your painting needs.
Yep. God bless you all.
God bless you. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Alive Again with Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill, brought to you by the Alive Again Alliance Church. For more information, visit AliveAgainAlliance.com. Be sure to listen every Sunday morning from 5:30 to 6:30 on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.